This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling Wrap on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Gradient, live on Discord. We got Josh.
Hey!
We got Backlash coming up. 5 matches announced at the time of recording. A couple of rematches, a couple of new matchups, and a couple of matchups that feel like they overflowed from WrestleMania. I'm going to just look at the one that's had the biggest build in terms of the main event segments the past 3 weeks, and that's Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu for that World Heavyweight Championship. They've been cross-branding it. We've been crossing the Usos in. We've been crossing the MFTs in. Fatu's been going insane.
Yeah, this is an interesting situation, because there are so many like interwoven storylines. It's a new angle to the Bloodline storyline. It's allowed them to rehash some things, rework them some things. We get the Jacob Fatu Roman Reigns match we've always wanted, so yay for that. It'll be interesting seeing how this plays out. I have extremely, extremely strong feeling. Nobody's winning this match. I think it's going to end up being a no contest because I think we're just going to have an all-out brawl of the Usos, Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu, and what's left, the MFTs.
Yeah, it's the way they've built it definitely doesn't feel like the build for one match. So I would be shocked if it was one and done here. So I do expect us to continue going, but that end of your paragraph was really the important part because that's changed my mind on what I thought was going to happen, you know, in the recent talent layoffs or releases or contract renegotiations or whatever is happening behind closed doors. We got announced that a couple of the MFTs, Jeff Cobb, JC Mateo, and Tongaloa, are no longer with the company. Whispers around others, obviously, now as soon as that starts happening. We'll talk about one of the other layoffs as well a little bit later, but in terms of where the MFTs can go, they're kind of at a maximum of 3 with Solo, Tama Tonga, and why were their names so similar? The tall one, formerly known as Hikuleo. They've maximum got 3. I feel like Solo Sikoa isn't going to go anywhere. He's still kind of got his thing with Tama Tonga, but I thought Tama was going to head off with the Tongans. Half his Tongans are gone now. I don't really know what's happening with this crew.
Yeah. And I also love the fact that they made such a big deal about the Tongan death grip in this feud. That the fact that it's like Robin sees it as such disrespectful that he's having it used on him. And I just find that hilarious considering the history of Haku and that whole family. So yeah, I'm excited to see the outcome of this match because I do think that this could be a huge over the summer leading the War Games type feud that lasts us all year, whether the title's involved or not. Because the odds are, Roman Reigns has a championship. There's a pretty strong chance that whoever wins that briefcase at Money in the Bank uses a Roman Reigns because it's happened like 4 times already.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. I obviously still have Oba Femi down the line in my head, but I don't know. With everything that's happening at the moment, I think we got to take it week by week a little bit just to see who's going to be here, what the chess pieces on the board are going to be. Because I'll segue into it. I didn't expect to read the news that the New Day were out. And if I was trying to come up with some tag team plans in my head, I was probably going to include them.
Yeah, I've come to terms with it. As you said, it was shocking. But they weren't doing much with them right now anyway. So it's not like, as far as storyline-wise, it's not like Kairi Sane.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, it was a situation where it was like, it felt like Kofi would have been there until he decided, I'm done. And Xavier Wood was basically made man because they promoted him for years under his real name using his YouTube. Whether or not he can still do that under his own stuff without the companies, but they promoted him by his name. So it's not like a lot of guys where it's like you have to come up with a new name or something, or you really have to coast off of formerly known as, and he doesn't have to do that because they've already done that for him. Also, yeah. Another thing is that you have to know something big has happened for us to play during my birthday week a theme that is not the Ultimate Warriors theme.
Yeah. It's I'm sure we'll hear it next week. But it's different and shocking in a different way, right? And I think you hit the nail on the head where Kairi Sane was shocking because she was in the middle of one of these hot feuds that we knew was about to have a payoff at Backlash and ripped away. The New Day, at least when I did a quick cursory glance, you know, Kofi Kingston was the third longest tenured person in the WWE. Xavier Woods 10th, you know, not that far behind him. Only people really been there longer than Kofi constantly were the Miz and Orton. And so I think that was just they'd become a bit of part of the furniture, and to have them, you know, head off potentially together, potentially separate, don't know what they're going to end up doing to other places is crazy. Not something that I thought I would see.
Yeah, what I would love to see is maybe have them show up in TNA, have them win the TNA titles off of the Hardy Boys, and then you could have them add that to their illustrious list of accomplishments. I mean, Kofi Kingston's the most decorated tag team champion of all time. He's won titles like 14 times.
Yeah.
It's by himself, regardless of whether it was the New Day or not.
It's crazy. And the combination of characters who were massively important on screen and characters who were mainstays have kind of put up this air of nobody's safe. I don't know who's going to be left in a month, who's going to agree to restructure their contracts, who's not going to want to take the pay cut, whatever again is happening behind closed doors. We can come to a position where every week we're sitting down on the show talking about a new departure and how that's going to affect everything. And for the sake of people's livelihoods, I hope that isn't, you know, where it all goes. But in terms of hosting a podcast or a radio show that is to talk about the storylines and what's upcoming and what makes sense, it makes that quite hard as well when you don't really know who's going to be there. Because we mentioned Kairi Sane 100 times. I would have thought she's going to factor into this match we have a Backlash between Sky and Asuka. But now it's just kind of weird between the two of them.
I think, I still think that Kairi could factor in. They could do like a one-off, pay her like one time to show up, screw over Asuka, and then go home to Japan where she really wants to be.
So that means you're picking Sky then?
Yeah, I'm picking Sky because I think regardless whatever outcome it is, that Asuka is not winning this match. So I think Io wins, and I think ultimately I think they give Kairi like a one one last hurrah. Screwing over Asuka, holding Io's hand up, and saying goodbye.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens in Florida. I agree on the Asuka losing part, especially given what the storyline was heading into this with Kairi's involvement, where it was Asuka was sort of manipulating and abusing Kairi to stay into this tag team, and Io was trying to break her out. Long term, Sky kind of has to win that, just in terms of good television. You don't really want the Asuka to come out on top over and over and over in that case. And so, given that those undertones are still there, I think they'll just give the win to Sky. And if Kairi isn't going to show up and that was it for her, we'll probably just try and move on swiftly, just have Sky take the win and then go on to whatever championship she ends up going on to, and moving swiftly along. But it is a kind of shame that the feud between these two didn't make it to WrestleMania, got bumped, got Kairi removed, and I'm sure the two of them are going to put on a banger at Backlash, but there's just been so many extra circumstances around it that have, you know, made it slightly less awesome than it could have been. We got a little bit more time. Given we're going to play a tag team theme, let's talk about a tag team match. Danhausen, The Miz, Kit Wilson, they've been putting on television gold. The Miz almost choosing to mentor Danhausen. We almost got Mizhausen, and instead we're going to get The Miz and Kit tagging against Danhausen and whoever he can pay to come out of retirement.
Wherever he can find the partner at them. This should be fun seeing who it is. Something tells me deep down, it's just going to be Jelly Roll. I think we're going to get the match we had speculated we'd get at WrestleMania here. So I think it'll be Danhausen and Jelly Roll versus The Miz and Kit Wilson. And I think Danhausen and Jelly Roll would win.
It does make the most sense to roll back to what we thought we were going to be getting. And I do suspect it. I think it's still cool to think about who else might take up the option. Because it is Danhausen, it can be literally anybody. You can have them, pop up.
Yeah, one person that I might consider, because he is from AEW, might be Royce Keyes. That might be somebody. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like this is tailor-made for Jelly Roll, though.
Yeah, I think those are my top two options for sure. Sorry. Yeah.
But whoever it is, it's definitely not going to be The Miz and Kit Wilson that wins this match. For all we know, the TBA to be The Miz himself.
Yeah, there could always be some sort of shenanigans. I think we have yet to see someone who's cursed pick up a win, so when you've got a tag team that's double cursed, triple cursed, quadruple backflip cursed, there's no way Miz and Kit are coming out of this with the win. And it does feel like the long term is still Mizhausen being the tag team. It'll be interesting to see if R-Truth and Damian Priest are still champions, if those teams go head-to-head. I don't know if we could handle that one in terms of the amount of comedy. Comedy partners with former world champions partnered with them. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But I'm sorry, Miz and Kit, you are going to be losing this match. Well, that is time for our entrance theme, as Josh alluded to earlier. We're going to play the New Day's theme, and it is playing for you now.
It's a new day. Yes, it is. Yeah.
moment is here. Get rid of your fears, no time for the tears, because we gon' make it. Get each other's hours, cause we got the power in the palm of our hand, given the chance, you know. Take it. And when it seems everything's wrong and the pressure is on, that's when it's time to be strong. Just look in the mirror and wipe your face. Step up to the plate, cause it's time to be great. So come on and embrace the new day. Come on and live life a new way. Don't stop till you reach the top. And while them haters keep hating, you'll be winning a race.
And you're back to Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady, he's Josh. We got a couple more matches to talk about. Let's go with a rematch. The United States Championship is on the line. Sami Zayn, Trick Williams. Sami has gone berserk. He killed the gingerbread man, and now Trick Williams wants his revenge.
Yep. To the point, they're going to have a funeral on SmackDown on Friday. For the gingerbread man. Imagine that. That's a sentence that was said in 2026. WWE is having a funeral for a gingerbread man costume. I am loving the descent. I'm loving the descent and the madness for Sami Zayn. I hope it has an outcome, though. I hope it's not just for waste, but they're definitely building this delusional Sami Zayn that thinks he's still a face, but definitely isn't. And I hope it eventually would lead to him a world championship run. But this is Trick Williams' time, and we're still stalling for time before we get to the eventual Carmella Hayes-Trick Williams feud on the main roster.
Yeah, this one seems, as you say, just the spark for Sami Zayn. He was that transitional champion. It led him down a path. We saw the reactions at WrestleMania with Sami getting booed, everybody wanting to see Trick to the gingerbread man, etc. So Sami is pretty much a heel, whether he wants to admit it or not. He is the bad guy at this point of the feud. Trick Williams, Carmelo is your money. We just got to get there. And this is a fun little way to spin Sami off into a heel and send him down his delusional hole. But you are right, with the United States Championship being involved in this, the mid-card title won't be the payoff for Sami Zayn's spiral. And so where is the payoff for his spiral? Does he spiral up? You know, with Cody Rhodes currently holding the championship, and his next challenger, seemingly Gunther, could raise some question marks around that. I don't know if Sami Zayn's going to want to poke his nose up there too often.
I don't know. The last time he faced him, he did beat him. So
yeah,
maybe
that is
true.
Maybe
he would want Gunther as the world champion.
I don't know if Gunther wins the world title if he's going to lose it too soon. Yeah. I'm good, thank you. So question marks around Sami Zayn, and seeing where he ends up for sure, but it should be a Trick Williams win. And then the other match that we were expecting to get at WrestleMania, things happened, injuries happened, we didn't get it. We instead got Rollins Gunther, which obviously ended with thanks to the Breaker interference. And now we get them one-on-one, Seth Rollins going head-to-head with Braun.
I think this should be a very interesting match. This is another one of those situations where it's like, this could be like a major feud that spans out the entire summer, leading to Survivor Series or SummerSlam or something. Or it could just be one and done. It depends on what they want to do with this. Mm-hmm. And where they want to go with each character from here on out. But so that's why part of me is like, Seth barely wins, but Braun destroys him afterward and gives him more meat on the bone. But I could just easily see Braun winning and moving on.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because we look at what happened on Raw, right? And Joe Hendry is beefing with the Vision. The Street Profits are beefing with the Vision. They kind of they've already got a 3-versus-3 thing going on without Seth there, and they mention a few times, hey, we don't trust you, Seth. And that kind of leaves him, you know, he's not the good guy, he's not the bad guy, he's kind of between them at the moment, and with all of those people involved against the Vision, it's entirely possible this match doesn't go clean either. It could be one of those ones where, as you said, we kind of tease it here, give it to you a little bit, but it's not till SummerSlam that we get the true collision between them. I don't really know what Seth Rollins' role in here is going to be, but he's kind of not needed, storyline-wise, not needed in this, where we've already got a 3-versus-3, and he's just an extra chess piece on the board sitting to the side.
Yeah, Money in the Bank being in September is really messy with, like, our plans. Because it's, like, usually in the middle of June, we're preparing for, okay, who's going to win the briefcase? How long are they going to hold it? But it being in September, like, really, like, creates a situation where it's, like, there are so many storylines that could, like, you could still do multiple matches and it not have a reason to deal with that particular match. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, so I think that's part of why I think we're probably getting a series of matches to SummerSlam. And I think the first one, and that's why I think Rollins is more likely to win the first match. So I'm picking Rollins. Yeah.
That makes a whole lot of sense. I'm only going with Braun because I kind of hope that Braun keeps the upper hand, the entire time, but I don't know what we're doing with the Vision. They've got the tag titles. Street Profits want those, seemingly. That piece is, like, the easiest chunk out of it. It's Braun. And did his injury really mess up the rocket strap that he was going to get? Because, you know, Femi's now on his way up against Roman. We've got Gunther on his way against Cody. We kind of already got a lot of these next world championship contenders sitting there waiting in a queue. And Braun may have to go to the back of the queue. And we'll just see what happens with Seth here. As you say, maybe we do stall until September. Or stall until SummerSlam, sorry. Where we just stretch this one out and let him loose afterwards. Once maybe we've got some new champions. Or some new people for him to run roughshod over. We also have a couple... Yeah, a couple more debuts. They'd been, you know, teased beforehand, but we are going to get Sol Ruka up to Raw, jumping straight into a feud with Intercontinental Champion Becky Lynch, and Ricky Saints up to SmackDown, getting a showcase match against Cody Rhodes.
The match we wanted at John Cena's last match, Saturday Night Live main event.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get it because we are actually showcasing the next big thing. Yeah, it was a fun match. Could have gone longer, and there's definitely a lot more in the tanks if they want it. But it's good to, like, showcase Ricky, and it's like Cody got to be a happy papa with Ricky coming out and doing the stuff he did with him. We're also getting Blake Monroe on the main roster. There was a vignette for her. That's basically what they did when she debuted for NXT. So They're not going to change her character much. And I would say probably the person that has actually, I think, impressed me the most on the debuts. And it's kind of hard to say this considering how long she held the NXT championship. And the fact she also held the TNA championship. JC Jane.
Yeah.
She beat Charlotte Flair in her first match.
Yeah.
That is incredible. And yeah, I mean, I'd love to see Sol Ruka beat Becky. Because I think we need to get the title away from Becky. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about JC because it's like, they're doing something with her. It doesn't matter if she beats Rhea or not. They are making a star out of her and her group.
Yeah. If I'm talking, you know, as you said, who am I most happy with? I think JC Jane, immediate shine on her. First to capture a championship, it probably will be Sol Ruka. Out of these recent come-ups. But hey, we'll have to see. I think staring at my list of folks who have debuted simply since the start of the year, right? Trick Williams, Javon Evans, Jordan Grace, Obafemi, Royce Keys, Danhausen, Ethan Page, JC Jane, Fallon Henley, Lainey Reed, Ricky Saints, Joe Hendry, Sol Ruka, Blake Munro. That is a good chunk of people so far this year. 14 odd people that are coming up and breathing some fresh air into the roster. I don't think all 14 are going to capture titles. Obviously, Trick already has. But the rest of them could be pretty close behind. We've got like 30 seconds left. So pick another debutant or someone who's debuted this year that you're expecting to see bright things out of.
Honestly, probably Mike Munro. I think she could end up capturing the Women's United States Championship. And I'm just interested in seeing what the segment she does, too. But I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think she didn't really get a whole lot of steam behind her on NXT due to some, unfortunateness. But she seems like she would do really well on the main roster. The right kind of gimmick to do it. As you say, maybe United States champion. There's a few opportunities. Will they capture any of the women who have come up? Do I think they'll capture the world titles for the women? Maybe not, in the next few months, but maybe by the end of the year. We'll have to wait and see. Well, then that is all the time we got for this week. It's been great talking to you.
Maybe.
You visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp. And we will catch you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.